So thanks for everyone for coming to the Ordinary Council meeting on the 28th of March 2018. And I'd like to declare the meeting open at 5:30. And acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gurriata people, and recognise the contribution of Gurriata elders past, present and future in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Thank you. Item 3, recording of attendance, is as listed. 3.2, attendance by telephone, instantaneous communication, there is nil. 3.3, apologies, there are nil. 3.4, approved leave of absence. Councillor Julie Arif is on approved leave of absence currently. 3.5, disclosures of interest. Councillors, do I have any disclosures of interest? Deputy?
No.
Councillor Whitlam?
Yes, I have a disclosure of interest in terms of the RV matter, and as I'm a member of the committee of the Historical Society, which gets...
Councillor, can I get you to talk into the microphone? Thanks.
I'm a member. I've got an interest, which is a original interest in the society, it's the historical society of Port Hedland, and we attract a lot of some visitors who are here in camping, and I have a conflict of interest in that, and I declare that now.
Councillor Whitlam, is that an impartial nation?
Apologies, impartiality.
Thank you. Councillor Carr? Councillor Decatch?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, Scheme Amendment 83 on page 62, 11.2.4. I believe we've got financial interest in that one due to the fact that I also believe we actually on some land around the proposed area, so I'm declaring the financial interest.
Councillor Decash. Councillor Hedlund.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I do have a disclosure of impartial interest in item 11.2.5, award of tender 2017-14 Salmon Integrated Sports Precinct. And the reason why is I'm involved with sporting groups that use the Marine Marlins Reserve.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor McDonald.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Pitt.
Yes, I do, in regards to Item 2.2, I'd like to declare impartiality due to the fact that I am of Gurriata descent and have family on the native title claim, but I myself am not on the claim, nor am part of any Gurriata corporation or trust.
Thank you, Councillor Pitt. Item 4, application for leave of absence. Do I have any applications?
Yes, ma'am.
On
the 20th of April to the 30th of April.
23rd till the
30th.
Councillor Cash.
Friday the 30th of March to April 1st, 2018.
Do we have any other applications? Could I get a mover to move those applications for leave of absence?
So moved.
Moved, Deputy Mayor. Do I have a second? Seconded, Councillor McDonald. Do I have any against? Thank you. Motion to pass the paper mill. Item 5, response to previous questions. 5.1, response to questions taken on notice from the public at Ordinary Council meeting held on Wednesday the 28th of February 2018 from Mr. Dean Davis with the answer supplied on page 8. 5.2, response to questions taken on notice from elected members at ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 28th of February 2018. There is nil. Item 6, public time. I'll take the important note as read and advise the public that I'm happy for you to use any of your electronic devices to follow the agenda of the meeting if you wish to do so. 6.1, public question time. I'll open public question time at 5.35 and call for public questions from the gallery. Do I have any public questions? Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, welcome. Thank you.
Right, my name is Mary Atwood, 111 Anderson Street, Port Hedland. My question is in respect to item 1 of item 11.2.2. Committed transfers. You're all aware that I am a Kariyarra woman. Somebody rang me this afternoon at 5 o'clock to tell me this was on the agenda. So I'm not happy, and I want to know, when was it on the agenda? Who put it on the agenda? Because it creates problems. But I'll talk to that in a statement. But the main reason I'm asking is because I haven't had time to review this transfer. I wasn't aware of it, and I want to know who put it there. Was it Calif? Was it the council? Or was it the land management corporation?
Thank you, Ms. Atwood. We'll pass it over to the CEO.
So this has been referred to us by state government. Sorry. So this item has been referred to us by state government for comment and feedback. So it is not a local government raised matter. We are merely a referral agency for comment.
So what you're saying, it wasn't the council, but a referral by land management?
Correct.
I'll leave my statement. I just wanted that information. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Atwood. Do we have any further public questions? Okay, I'll close public question time at 5.38 and open 6.2, open public question, public statement time at 5.38 and call for public statements from the gallery. Do I have any public statements? Thank you, Ms. Atwood.
Okay, follow on from my question. I want to make the council aware that there will be a determination handed down either the end of this week or early next week. This determination is about a separate question in the native title where the judge will establish who has native title and who has not. Now, this determination will give certainty to everybody, mining companies, state, Commonwealth, and the Aboriginal people. So I'm saying that this transfer of land should be deferred It's only a matter of time before the government and the federal court will be handing down the determination and give certainty to you, to the mining companies, and to everybody. It's been 20 years' work by our people, and it's been done because we want certainty too. Now, at the moment, we are responding to the state Illawarra, and I certainly will be putting this information in our response, because I think the process is just made it difficult when we're at the stage we're trying to sort this problem out. So I'm asking the council to put this recommendation aside until the next meeting, when the whole issue will be resolved. Be mindful also that you've got rezoning. Now, if you rezone, we will object against it, unless we are of the view that it's not going to have any implications on anybody's rights. If you rezone, you're changing the status of native title, and therefore you could be extinguishing it and could be liable for compensation. But I won't say any more. I'm just asking you to do the right thing. Put this aside till the next meeting, when you will, and like everybody else, will have certainty in terms of who you're speaking to. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Atwood. Do I have any further public statements? Thank you.
So my name's Nora, I'm the Regional Communications Coordinator for FORM, and I'm here to make a statement about agenda item 11.2.3 about the short-term RV overflow site. So tonight, council will decide if the RV overflow site will continue to operate this year. The Port Hedland Visitor Centre, we advocate for tourism in heaven and the wider Pilbara region, so we hope council will agree to reopen the site as of 1st of May this year. So since the site formally opened in 2016, we've seen something of a tourism renaissance in the town. Initial data, which was gathered by the town, showed that there was an average spend of $203 per person, with over $167,000 spent on local business. In 2017, the visitor centre undertook our own survey, and while it's not extremely rigorous, the stats showed that just under 80% of the people who stayed at the RV site were return visitors, and they spent an average of $623 per visit and stayed in town for three nights. One gentleman took the initiative to ask the 60 people who were staying there if they would have stayed there if the RV site wasn't open, and 98% said no, they would have moved on. Most of the money, the $623 that they spent, were on tours, so not just visitor centre tours. There was tours with the seafarers, yes, sorry. So it's around food, fuel, medical, mechanical, and even odd beauty treatment. So, you know, it's fair to say that those stats, as simple as they are, they show the positive impact they have on the economics of the town. So to address a concern that was raised by Blackrock Caravan Park about the caravan parks not getting any business, please be sure that the visitor centre doesn't wish to take business away from the caravan parks. Well, you know, we understand the RV site is for self-contained vehicles, so those vehicles that aren't self-contained, we do really encourage them to stay at the caravan parks, and we recommend all of them. So, you know, it is in our interest to, you know, have people, the caravan parks still open and have people staying there, as well as having the RV overflow site, because, you know, they're spending money here, regardless of where they're staying. So please, you know, the visitor centre is an anti-caravan park. We're very for caravan parks, and also for RV sites. So we recognise that the majority of the people who travel, you know, in the caravans and RVs are on a really tight budget, and you know, it's expensive to travel around Australia. So it's really helpful to have the free camping accommodation for the self-contained vehicles. And you know, having the RV site open means that our local businesses don't miss out on that huge chunk of money that market represents. So economics isn't the only reason we want the RV overflow site open. As identified in the agenda item, the town's reputation is at stake. Just to illustrate what impact to reputation the closing of the RV site will have on the town, these are some of the responses which were posted on Wikicamps, which is an online resource which a lot of the caravanners and campers use. So when the site didn't open in May, as was advertised in 2016, these are just some of the responses that were posted on there. Sign at entrance says closed until caravan parks are 75% full. If CPs, caravan parks, have to resort to these blackmail tactics, then the whole town misses out. We bought only the minimum necessities of fuel and food and left the town without spending one tourist dollar. You're lost, Port Hedland. We're out of here. No camping, CPs very unfriendly, now on the road out of town, sadly. This is a bit aggressive, so please bear with me. Port Hedland can burn in hell. Caravan parks are in this town. We spent $300 in this town and then we got told to move on, never coming back ever. How do we know when it's 75% full? Ring CP, Caravan Park, and have them tell us no when there are only two sites left. Port Hedland, not RV friendly meetings. Traveling with a dog, one caravan park in Port Hedland identified on Wikicamps as taking dogs, not good reviews, will not stay there. This camp not allowed to take anyone until all parks are 75% full. We will shop in Newman. Months worth of shopping, vets, hairdressers and fuel. Shame Port Hedland just missed out on this. So that's just some of the comments, lovely comments, left on Wikicamps, and you know, and our visitor centre manager received the same feedback verbally via phone, and we know the council staff also got the same feedback. We can't risk having the same experience again, so we've asked council to endorse to open the RV overflow site on the 1st of May. We're more than willing to work with council and the caravan parks to find a solution to managing the site properly and ensure that people that don't comply with the requirements do stay in the caravan parks. It's in our interest to keep the caravan parks open because their customers also represent a large part of the visitor numbers to town, and as local businesses, they invest directly into the community as well. As a visitor centre, our objective is to promote tourism in the region, and this includes balancing the needs of the visitors and the needs of the community in which we operate in. We have seriously considered all the options and feedback regarding the RV overflow site. We support having the site open because the economic and strategic benefits impact not just us, but the entire community, and that's what's important to us.
Thank you. Do I have any further public statements? Thank you. I'll close public statement time at 5:47. Point three, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. 6.3.1, Black Rock Caravan Park submission.
Are we going to read that?
I'll take the Black Rock Caravan Park's submission as read on page 10. Move on to item 7, a question from members without notice. Deputy?
No, nothing from me, thank you.
Councillor Whitmore?
My question is that in relation to the RV camping, short-term recreational vehicle camping, and later on we're going to have a vote on this, it's 11.2.3, and it's been an amended recommendation that's come in. Now, the issue, I just want to ask two questions. One is, what is the cost to the budget of the point three, which is notes that the town of Port Hedland ranger patrols will be adjusted as required to ensure conditions of use are adhered to? I'd like to know what how much it's going to cost the council, and of course the people who pay rates, and also the issue to do with to what extent is this affecting existing parks, if any. I'd just like somebody to tell us what they've found out about that. Through you, through the chair.
Thank you, Councillor Whitwell. CEO, would you like to answer the question?
Yes, absolutely. So there's no additional cost to monitoring and managing the facility. Rangers, we're going to adjust the rostering, so they will do it within the normal work period, so there's no additional cost. In terms of the impact on the existing caravan parks, the assessment done, and it hasn't been done in terms of the overall financial impact, it's looking at the kind of vehicles, so that's the larger RV, self-contained, that cannot be adequately accommodated at either of the caravan parks, and they're only here for a period of 3 days. So the determination from the officer's perspective was that there will be very little impact on the existing caravan parks, but only if we manage it and manage the nature of the vehicles that we allow to stay there and the duration.
Thank you.
Anything further, Councillor Whitwell?
No, that's all.
Councillor Carter? Councillor DeCash?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I've got a few questions to ask, and I'll take some on notice if you can't answer them, by the way. First one is, after the West Australian Labor Party's huge election win, can you, Mr. Mayor, tell me if you and or the CEO have met with the Premier or any of the ministers? If so, when and what was discussed at those meetings? Can I also...
I'll answer that one first, Councillor. We'll just take them one at a time.
Okay.
The CEO and myself have met with a number of state ministers, and I've met with the Premier once. But we can get that information to you and within the next few weeks.
Thank you. That's one. Question to you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, have you and all the CEO met with the Department of Local Government to discuss issues concerning council and administration performance related matters? If so, when, and can I and other councillors have the minutes of those meetings?
Councillor DeCash, there has been some conversations had with the department over the performance of councillors, and those discussions are ongoing, and we will be informed about that by the department in the near future.
And when that happens, Mr. Mayor, can we have
The department will be coming out to present to council about council's performance, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, have you and or the CEO met with government, industry or other parties concerning the West End, and has there been any monetary discussions held with any parties? If so, how much, and can I and other councils have copies of those meetings and discussions?
There has been, Councillor DeCash, there has been ongoing meetings with the department by myself and the CEO, and also by the previous mayor and the previous CEO about ongoing issues relating to the West End, health risk assessment, dust reports. We're continuously engaging with the government on trying to come to a conclusion on those matters.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, as you know, that the previous mayor and CEO has been about 2 years, so obviously things have progressed from there. So.
That's correct, Councillor DeCash, and that. I would say this problem has been going on for the last 10 years. We haven't been able to approve or pass or develop and finish our town planning scheme number 6. That's been going on for 15 years. So. At the end of the day, one of our number one aims is to renew our town planning scheme, but because we have issues with health risk assessments and dust reports, that has been put on hold until the government makes a decision on what's going on with the West End.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like the minutes of those discussions. Mr. Mayor, leading to a question I asked earlier. Mr. Mayor, with the accusations of breaches you have submitted to the Department of Council, of the Department of Local Government against a number of councillors, can you tell me how many have been upheld by the department, and can I and other councillors have a copy of those decisions so that we may learn from those breaches that you were concerned about?
Councillor De Cash, the correct process on breaches is that when a breach is submitted to the department then liaises with the person that's putting the breach in and also the councillor that has received the breach. So that information would have already been received by the councillors that have had breaches put on them.
So there have been some upheld?
There is currently a number of breaches that are under investigation.
Sure, Mr. Mayor, I'm just trying to work out that if there was a breach, we councillors should know so that we make sure we don't make the same mistakes.
Councillor De Cash, the Act is quite clear on breaches, that breaches, when they're submitted, must be issued to the councillor within a certain time frame. So I have not submitted a breach for over 3-4 weeks, so any breaches that are out there would have been received by councillors currently.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, have you and the CEO discussed lately the status concerning the development of the waterfront precinct? If so, with who? And can I and other councillors have copies of those minutes of the meetings, please?
Councillor De Cash, all information that's been pen that's been put to paper, council has received. I have sent emails to council on discussions had with the Minister for Regional Development. Currently, we've had a discussion this morning with a local member about the marina proposal. That there was no minutes taken on that. It's a discussion. It is getting support from different ministers so we can push that project forward. And obviously the local member.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, have you an affiliation and or an association for the Mindaroo Foundation? If so, did Mindaroo assist you in any way with your mayor elections campaign held in October 2017? Also, did Mindaroo...
Councillor, can I take these questions one at a time?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I've had engagements with Mindaroo on a number of occasions relating to the antisocial issues that Port Hedland faces over the past 18 months. Mindaroo has never offered or paid for anything related to myself. As a matter of fact, while we're on that subject, I've not received any funds off anyone for anything related to council. So any other questions that might relate to that, I'm afraid I don't receive any funds from anyone. I pay for everything myself.
So just to clarify that, you said council, but you're saying that for your election campaign, you didn't receive any money? Or anything?
No money whatsoever off anybody. And
that's fine. Thank you. I've got my next question, obviously, you read my mind, was did you receive any monetary support from Mindaroo or Andrew Forrest concerning...
Not at all. I don't know why that question would even come up. Councillors have an obligation to submit any sort of... interests to the CEO. If they receive funds from someone for election purposes or any other purposes related to council. So that information is available for the public to see, and you will find that there is no information available about that sort of stuff with me because I haven't received any.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for that answer. Mr. Mayor, and or CEO, do you know what financial input Roy Hill, obviously Gina Reinhardt, has put into our town and community? If so, how much and which areas have benefited from any financial assistance?
I'll take that question on notice and we'll get you that information.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In the West Australian, on March 21st, 2018, there was an article asking for tenders for the Kingsford Smith Business Park, signed by the CEO. Was this issue discussed with the councillors prior to this advert, and if not, why not?
Can I get some clarification on that, Councillor Decker?
Yeah.
What was it for?
It was, is that small? I lost it now. It was for the tender of the Kingstock address. I mean, you got to make magnifying glasses.
Yeah, I'm sure you've read it. Can we just have a brief explanation?
I've got glasses. It states that the tender documents and information how to respond to, let me read it. Request for tender 2018-08, marketing and sale of land parcels at Kingston Smith Business Park, signed by the CEO of Dunwood.
Okay.
So,
look, I don't know anything about it, but I'm just going to take a bit of a guess on this one and say that it is a tender released for one of our real estate agents to then work with the town in selling the land that we have available at the at Kingston Smith. And I'll pass it on to the CEO and see if I'm correct.
No, yes, that is correct. There's a council resolution that I have the discretion to tender out and sign the sale of agreements as long as it's within the valuation parameters.
Can I also add to that that sort of question is councillors can ask that question if they're unclear on what's going on with tenders being put out. Obviously, the CEO has delegated authority to do that, and if it's over a certain price, then it has to come back to council for approval. And those questions are easily answered by the administration at any time.
I understand that, Mr. Mayor, but it would have been respectful for councillors to be informed of such a new tender process.
Councillor DeCash.
Prior to being.
Councillor DeCash.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
The CEO just stated it was a council decision, so councillors already knew about that.
But there's four or five new councillors.
And again, like I said previously, Councillor DeCash, yes. At any time, councillors can ask the question if they're unclear on any adverts that are in the paper. They will be following the appropriate legislation.
I understand that, Mr. Mayor, but it's also, I see in West Australia, a lot of people have read it and people are asking questions why, where you went. So.
Thank you, Councillor. Our questions have been asked and answered.
Thank you. That's all for now, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Through the Chair, I'm happy to provide an update to councillors on Kingston Smith Business Park, which properties have been sold and at what price, and how that's trending.
Would councillors like that info?
Yes, thank you.
Can we get that sent out? Thanks.
So positive, can't have a sleep.
Thank you, Councillor DeCash. Is there any further questions, Councillor DeCash?
No.
No,
thank you. Councillor Hooper?
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor McDonough?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Councillor Pitt?
Yes, I do. I'm just listening to Councillor DeCash has sparked a question which I've been meaning to ask. In regards to why did Mindaroo offer to reimburse Alfred Barker's expenses, and why did the town of Port Hedland accept the reimbursement from Mindaroo in regards to travel to Canberra in support of the cashless welfare card?
That's a question that would have to be asked of Mindaroo, but Mindaroo offered to pay for Alfred Barker and Sally Mack's flights. I've mentioned this before. And I'm happy for them to pay for it, so ratepayers don't have to pay for it. Is there anything further, Councillor Pitt?
No.
Thank you. Okay, item 8, announcements by presiding member without discussion. And as listed in the agenda is a list of my meetings I had during the month. But The state government has recently released a report into the Wangara Stadium. This was not a glowing reflection on the processes undertaken by council throughout that and many other developments. But we have dramatically improved our capabilities and practices over the of the town over the past 15 months to ensure any future developments are documented, planned and constructed effectively and within the allocated budget. We will continue to improve our processes and engagement with the community, stakeholders and government to ensure future developments like the Spoil Van Bone facility and foreshore development are affordable and fit for purpose for the community. Today, over 18 months ago, we started looking seriously into reducing community dysfunction. It became clear in a short time that all of the service provided in Headland were not really known about by both the people providing the services and the community. So we started working on our comprehensive contact list. So today we launched our new Headland Community Directory, both in hard copies and electronically. The focus of the first edition was to create a quick and easy contact list that puts the community in contact with all Headland's essential government agencies, community services and not-for-profits that are funded to help community members in need. We were able to put together over 200 key contacts and email addresses for the Port Hedland area. This was a joint project between the community, Town of Port Hedland, Regional Development Australia and WA Primary Health Alliance. This is the first edition. The directory will be updated each year. We also need your help, that is the community's help. If we've missed your group or agency, make contact to myself, councillors or the town, because the electronic edition can be updated relatively quickly. And that will ensure that the hard copies are updated when we reprint the directory each year. So anyone can get a free copy of that directory at our libraries and the Civic Centre. The town jetty on Richardson Street is going to be out of commission for about 8 weeks starting on the 9th of April. And the repairs should be completed before the tourist season starts by the end of May. The Port Authority is doing much needed maintenance work to the structure and taking the opportunity to include some minor upgrades. The structure has been heavily used in its early days for from large vessels, and is now being repaired and brought up to the modern Australian standards for a public facility. This will also include a wheelchair access. The upgrades include a better walking lighting, kick plates, and hand railing. It will be an inconvenience for a short period of time for some people, I'm sure, but at the end of the works, we'll have a better compliance structure for everyone in Port Hedland. I'm sure everyone seen that last week in the local paper. There's a renewed push to implement an alcohol reduction strategy that targets problem drinkers across the Pilbara. It's no secret that there's been fierce opposition to my drive to implement the TAM system and the cashless welfare card by sectors of the community. Council has taken a position not supporting the cashless welfare card and not supporting the police in the Section 64 applications or TAM system. What I'm suggesting now is each councillor put their strategies forward for discussion in a bid to reduce the generational dysfunction created by substance abuse. So I'd like each council member to present their solutions and support towards their initiatives to the Headland Community Safety Advisory Forum, and that will be held on the 30th of April. Now, this is also in line with a resolution of Council on the 27th of the 2nd, 2017. It was 8.113, where it states local leaders put forward their long-term solutions that address all aspects of current antisocial and domestic violence behaviours. So I would like to know if that's a feasible by the next Headland Community Forum, or if you cannot make that forum, maybe by the next Ordinary Council meeting. So can I just get an indication whether from Council, just yes or no is fine, whether it's 4 weeks away, whether I can get some sort of indication whether you're for or against doing something like that. Debbie?
I'd actually have to say no, because we're not a part of that community.
Okay, that's right.
And I'd also like to express
Councillor,
that it's a federal issue.
Councillor, we, like I stated, we have a council approved decision to do this sort of thing, and all I'm after is a yes or no from councillors if you're happy to do something like that. Councillor Weber?
Look, this is a very complex issue.
Councillor Whitwell, I'm just after a yes or no, that's fine. That's all. I'm not after a discussion.
Say no, Richard.
Councillor Ricardo?
Yes.
Thank you. Councillor Dukash?
Definitely not.
Thank you. Councillor Headwell?
I have to say no.
Okay. Councillor McDonald?
Yes.
Thank you. Councillor Pitt?
No.
Thank you. Okay. That's all I have for today, so we'll...
Mr. Mayor.
Move on. Yes, Councillor Dukash.
Can I just ask a couple of meetings that you attended what took place? Is that right?
No, Councillor Dukash, we've had questions from members already.
Okay. I thought you might have asked, but answered. Okay. Thank you.
Move on to item 9, declaration of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Could I have a show of hands?
Mr. Mayor, before I vote on it, I'd like to query something.
Yes, Councillor
Dukash. Okay, excuse me, I've just got to read something up. At a public agenda meeting prior to the OCM on the 28th of February, I did state that I would like to attend the Pilbara Kimberley Forum and Developing Northern Australia Conference. But due to a funeral, I was not able to again state that I want to attend these forums. Can I now, or later on at this meeting, move a motion that Council approve of my attendance to these meetings? And what's the procedure? And just a couple of hours ago, I was informed that I would be able to attend a public community forum. It's just the Northern Alliance meeting. So I just get
up. Councillor, I did tell the administration that I allowed you to go to that. If you want to present or table a notice of motion, you need to table that notice of motion as per the standing orders, which means you need to do it 7 clear working days before the ordinary council meeting. That is the standing orders requirement for notice of motion. So if you would like to table it, I'm happy for you to table it, and we can discuss it at the next meeting. I think there's still time. So, would you like to table that notice?
Yes, thanks.
Thank you. So we will discuss that at the next OCM. Thank you, Councillor Cash.
Thank you, Mr.
Was there anything else?
No.
Okay. Okay, councillors, I'm just asking to see if there is any support for Councillor Dukash to go interstate as per the policy that was submitted recently. If there's no objection, we can then retrospectively book the flights. Is there any disagreement to that?
No.
Thank you. CEO, that's fine.
Thank you, Mayor. Councillors, see you all.
Can I show of hands for item 9? 8-0. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 28th of February 2018, with the office recommendation on page 12. Do I have a mover in the office recommendation? Move Councillor Pitt. Do I have a seconder? Councillor McDonough. Do I have any against? The motion's passed 8-0. Item 11, reports from officers. 11.1, quarterly status of council decisions with the officer's recommendation on page 13. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor McDonough. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. 11.1.2, draft 2018 to 2028 strategic community plan on page 15. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Mover, Councillor McDonough. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Dukash. Do I have any against? Motion passed 8-0. 11.1.3, statement on financial activity for the period ending 31st of January 2018, with the officer's recommendation on page 18. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Whitwell. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Hebel. Do I have any against? Motion is passed 8-0. 11.2.1, revised policy 15-003, organisational policy for closed circuit television, CCTV operations, with the officer's recommendation on page 34. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Deputy Mayor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Pitt. Do I have any against? Motion is passed 8-0. 11.2.2, Harriada and State Indigenous Land Use Agreement, land transfers, with the officer's recommendation on page 49. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
Do I need a clarification?
Oh, yes.
Sorry. With regard to agenda item 11.2.2, Carry out in state Indigenous land use agreement, land transfers. I disclose that I have impartiality interests because I am of Carrieran descent and have family on the native title claim. I myself am not on the claim nor am a part of any Carrieran corporation or trust. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Thank you, Councillor Pitt. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
I would like to defer that motion, if possible, please, to the next council meeting.
Do I have a seconder in that motion? Seconded Councillor McDonough. Do I have any against? The motion is deferred to the next meeting. 1 minute, please.
That's a procedural motion, so we didn't need no debate on that.
No. 11.2.3, short-term recreational vehicle camping. Has everyone got the updated officer recommendation? Yes. Do I have a mover in the officer recommendation, page 55?
So moved.
Move Deputy Mayor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor McDonald. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Eleven point 2.4, Scheme Amendment 83 proposes rezoning a portion of lot 1724 Pradbruce Place, Port Hedland, from community to residential R30, and a portion of lot 1 Mosley Street and lot 2 McGregor Street, Port Hedland, from local road reserve to residential R30, with the officer's recommendation on page 62.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to declare financial interest due to the fact that the BHP shares above the threshold, and I believe BHP might have some land around the area as well.
So what sort of interest is it, Councillor De Cash?
It's financial. It's obviously financial, Mr. Mayor, due to the fact that BHP have, I believe, got housing around the place, and it does state in the minutes that council would be sending out notices to all the concerned housing around the area, so
yeah,
just to make sure that I'm not breaking any rules.
So yeah, that's fine. So it would be a proximity interest, which is financial.
Yes.
So
I suppose.
Yeah. Do you own land next to that block?
No, I don't own it. No, it's just that. The company that I have shares with above the threshold, that is from my understanding.
Okay. do we have enough for that, or does he need to state it a bit more?
Is he stated enough? I just don't believe
needs long.
That it's financial.
I don't think so either.
Investments.
It's your decision, Councillor, but unless you own land next door to that block, it wouldn't be a financial interest. Impartiality at best, but it's your decision to make.
Yes, it's just, I don't want to get too much discussion, Mr. Mayor, but you are concerned with the Council not declaring financial interest, so that's why I'll stick to my guns.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do I have a mover and the officer's recommendation on page 62? We have Councillor McDonough. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Carlton. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 7-0. I get to Councillor De Cash back in, thank you. Councillor De Cash, item 11.2.4 was passed by Council 7-0. Mr. 11.2.5, award of tender 2017-14. South Hedland Integrated Sports Precinct, with the officer's recommendation on page 70.
Through the chair, can I please?
Oh, yes, Councillor.
With regard to agenda item 11.2.5, award of tender 2017/14, South Hedland Integrated Sports Precinct, I disclose that I have an impartiality interest because I'm involved with sporting groups that use the Marine Mile Reserve, which is part of the tender documents. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected, and I declare that I'll consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Emma. Do I have any other declarations? Do I have a mover?
I would love.
In the officer's recommendation?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move the value to be the $347,678. Excluding that.
Councillor De Cash, that is moving into unwise territory.
Why, Mr. Mayor, the figures there?
To move away from an officer's recommendation on a tender, I will suggest any councillor that want to do that start reading the reports into councils that have been dismissed in the past, and that is one of the key recommendations put forward by a number of reports where councillors decided they were more informed about what should be happening with tenders at a council meeting. So officers are, I suppose, experts in their field. They have all the information in front of them. They've made a clear decision based on what council wants them to do, and they really determine the best outcome on a tender.
Yeah, I understand all that, Mr. Mayor, but I'm giving an ABC. So all I'm saying is that I would like to move the A, which is the 347,678 ex GST, and remove the ones with the standalone pool and or aquatic.
Okay, do I have a, do you would like to move that?
Yes.
Do I have a seconder on Councillor De Cascia's motion? Thank you, no lapses. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Moved Councillor McDonough. Do I have a seconder? I'll second the motion. Do I have any against?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Speakers for, Councillor McDonough. Speakers for, Councillor Blanco, Mayor Blanco. Speakers against, Councillor De Cascia. Councillor McDonough?
Yeah, just in relation to the award of tender for the South Avenue Integrated Sports Precinct, item 11.2.5. I'd like to propose that we follow the officer's recommendation.
Councillor, can I just get you to talk into the mic a little bit more?
Sorry.
Thanks.
I'd like to propose that we follow the officer's recommendation as it follows on from a previous council decision and falls in line with that. And I see no reason why we would go against the previous council decision, as it was a sound financial decision in my belief.
Thank you, Councillor McDonough. And I concur with Councillor McDonough's statements. As per attachment 1, page 4 of 7, council endorsed these proceedings with this proposal, remembering that in previous years, the funds that have been applied to design and construct proposals and plans, which the amount of expenditure applied to that was not enough, which created serious issues in the building of the facilities and the blowing out of the budgets, creating ongoing unnecessary cost to ratepayers. And we've had to spend a lot of money on redesigning the facilities. So I suggest we don't make the same mistakes again. Councillor Arif has said on many occasions that we have been very poor in our planning of community infrastructure, and to make sure that we have the best plans and the best way moving forward into a shovel-ready development proposal, we need to spend the correct amount of money for the community. Speakers against?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My concern is that we've got two fantastic swimming pools. We've spent hundreds of thousands, if not millions, on them already. To spend more money on looking at an aquatic or standalone pool, and I understand.
Councillor, can I just correct you? This is misinformation.
Well, it's not.
Councillor De Cascia, this is a high level master plan that plans the future of that area. Yes, there will be a position for a pool into the future. It doesn't mean the pool will be put there.
Mr. Mayor, I believe you're out of order.
Councillor,
without me finishing what I just said.
Councillor, I'm not out of order.
No.
I am correcting what you are stating.
No, that's there.
Councillor De Cascia.
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
When the chair is speaking, you remain silent. That is the standing orders, councillor. And if you continue to interrupt me while I'm talking, I'll take the matter further.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, but you did interrupt me.
And as standing order states, Councillor De Cash, if I interrupt you, then you must remain silent while I finish. Your statement was incorrect, and I've corrected you. Thank you, Councillor. You can continue.
Okay, I don't know whether you're wrong, but I'm just reading what says it. So, I don't think the ratepayers will appreciate spending any more money on, I don't know what terminology you want to use, on another swimming area when we've got two fantastic swimming pools already, which I repeat, we spent hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars on already, and to spend more money on something frivolous is against my policy of being cancelled. And I am also a ratepayer, I don't want to see my money spent needlessly. Thank you.
Speaker's for.
Speaker for.
Look, I am for this. It is a plan. We need a plan. It doesn't mean that we're going to spend the money. Now, it is up to our decision and our discretion as council, it will come back, on what stages and how much money we can afford. So, if we have plans there, and it could be another 20 years down the track, Councillor De Cash, before we put a new pool in, or whatever other stages that we can afford. But trust me, Councillor De Cash, I don't like wasting money either, and if we haven't got the money, I won't be voting for it.
Speakers against? Councillor Whitwell.
Look, I'm looking at this report, and I see that the only amount that we've got in our appropriation to this is an amount which is covering about the 400,000 mark, which is the sports pavilion alone. So to go any further, there will need to be another budget decision to increase that 400,000. Now, on that basis, I'm going to let this go through, because we did make a commitment to review the pavilion and surrounds in earlier on. We didn't make a commitment to go any further.
Thank you, Councillor Whitwell. Speakers for. Thank you, Councillor Ever.
As I've mentioned in my partiality, I'm part of some of the groups that use that particular area in Port Hedland, and we are in dire need of a plan. We're in dire need of upgrades and facilities there, and I think it's a great thing to have that plan going forward.
Thank you, Councillor Heber. Speaker soon. Against? Councillor Pitt?
Oh, yeah. So, with regards to the three options here, I would have liked to just see the pavilion and stadium extension. I think they're very important to the community. But that's C on the three project scopes. But we've just spent a lot of money in upgrading our aquatic centre, so I'm not sure why that would be something that would be put on a plan to be revised within the upcoming years.
Speakers for. Speakers against. Right of reply. Councillor McDonough.
Thank you, councillors. Mayor, as you mentioned, it is purely a plan. It's a plan to make sure that whatever we go for in the future is done correctly. We certainly haven't had a great history of delivering on these sorts of projects, so that approving this tender with the full amount seems the right thing for me to do. I definitely agree with Councillor De Cash as far as being frivolous with money, but it's we're talking about having a plan for a pool for we might not, as Councillor or Deputy Newbury mentioned, it might not be for 15 or 20 years, but we need to make sure that we've got the plans there in place and we can set aside funds for those in the future.
Thank you, Councillor McDonough. I'll put it to a vote. Those in favour of the officer's recommendation, show of hands, please. And those against, motion's passed 6-2. So in relation to item 11.2.5, the architect brief goes to Sandover Pinder at a value of $1,286,765.50, excluding GST. Award of tender 2018-02 tyre management project for the South Hedland landfill site. Material shredding initiative. Officer's recommendation on page 74. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move, Deputy Mayor.
Seconded.
Seconded, Councillor De Cash. Do I have any against? The motion is passed 8-0. In relation to item 11.3.1, the tender is awarded to Rolene Proprietary Limited. That is AK Evans Earthmoving, with a value of $958,448.22, excluding GST.
Happy day.
11.3.2, proposed Town of Port Hedland waste local laws. With the officer's recommendation on page 82, as a mover.
So moved.
Officer's recommendation. Moved, Deputy Mayor. A seconder. Seconded, Councillor McDonald. Any against? Motion is passed 8-0. Item 13, motions of which previous notice has been given, there is nil. Item 14, new business of an urgent nature, there is nil. Item 15, matters for which the meeting may be closed, confidential matters, there is nil. Item 16, closure. Councillors, can we just move back to motions from which review notice has been given? Obviously, Councillor De Cash has stated a notice of motion, so we'll insert that into item 13.
George asked for the two.
He's already been approved.
I did, the one's already been fixed. Oh. I'm told I've got a paper of computer for them. Thank you.
No worries.
So, do I have a mover in the notice of motion?
So moved.
Move, Deputy Mayor.
Second.
Seconded, Councillor Heber. Do I have any against? Motion is passed 8-0. And we'll correct my mistake. Item 12, reports of committees. 12.1, Audit, Risk and Governance Committee minutes. Tuesday the 6th of March 2018, with the recommendation on page 102. Do I have a mover in the...
Block.
Sorry, Do I have a move on any officer recommendation? I move to Councillor Whitwell. Do I have a seconder?
Second.
Deputy Mayor, seconded. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Officer's recommendation 2, that Council endorse the 2017 compliance audit return. Again, officer recommendation on page 102. Do I have a mover in that? Thank you, Councillor Whitwell. Do I have a seconder?
Second.
Councillor Carter. Do I have any against? The motion is passed 8-0. And officer recommendation 3, that Council authorise the Chief Executive Officer or his authorised officer to submit the 2017 compliance audit return to the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries. Do I have a mover in that? Move, Deputy Mayor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Heber. Do I have any against? The motion is passed 8-0. So, we'll move on to item 16, closure. 16.1, the next ordinary meeting of council will be held on Monday, the 23rd of April 2018, commencing at 5:30 with the public agenda briefing being held on Wednesday, the 18th of April 2018, commencing at 5:30. So I'll declare the council meeting closed at 6:41, and thank everyone for attending.
Thank you.